Through Liddersdale as lately I went, I musing on did pass. I heard a maid was discontent, she sighed and said, alas, all maids that ever deceived was, bear all part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. With, oh, the bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country to milk my daddy's ewes. My love into the field did come when my daddy was from home. Sugared words he gave me there, praise me for such a one. His honey breath and lips so soft, and his alluring eye, and tempting tongue had wooed me off, now forces me to cry. All maids that ever deceived was, bear all part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. With, oh, the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country to milk my daddy's ewes. He joyed with me with his pretty chat, so well discourse could he, talking of this thing and of that which greatly liked me. I was so greatly taken with his speech and with his comely making. He used all the means could be to enchant me with his speaking. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. With, oh, the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country to milk my daddy's ewes. In Danby Forest I was born, my beauty did excel. My parents dearly loved me till my belly began to swell. I might have been a princess peer when I came over the nose, till the shepherd's boy beguiled me milking my daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear all part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. With, oh, the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country to milk my daddy's ewes. When once I fell, my belly swell, no longer might I abide. My mother put me out of doors and banged me back inside. Then did I range the world so wide, wandering amongst the nose, cursing the boy that helped me to fold my daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. With, oh, the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country to milk my daddy's ewes. Who would have thought a boy so young would have used a maiden so to allure her with his tongue, and then from her to go, which hath alas procured my woe, to credit his fair shows, which now too late repent I do the milking of the ewes. All maids that ever deceive was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milk my daddy's ewes. All maidens fair, then have a care when you a milking go. Trust not to young men's tempting tongues that will deceive you so. Then you shall find to be unkind and glory in your woes. For the shepherd's boy beguiled me folding my daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milked my daddy's ewes. If you your virgin honors keep, esteeming of them dear, you need not them to wail and weep or your parents' anger fear. As I have said of them, beware, would glory in your woes. You then may sing with merry cheer, milking your daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milked my daddy's ewes. A young man hearing her complaint did pity this her case, saying to her, sweet beauteous saint, I grieve so fair a face. Should sorrow so then sweetie know to ease thee of thy woes, I'll go with thee to the north country to milk thy daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milked my daddy's ewes. Leander like I will remain, still constant to thee ever, as Pyramus or Troilus, till death our life shall sever. Let me be hated evermore of all men that me knows, if false to thee, sweetheart, I be milking thy daddy's ewes. All maids that ever deceived was, bear a part of these my woes. For once I was a bonny lass when I milked my daddy's ewes. Then modestly she did reply, might I so happy be of you to find a husband kind and for to marry me. Then to you I would during life continue constant still, and be a true obedient wife observing of your will. With oh the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Caldenose, fain would I be in the north country milking my daddy's ewes. Thus with a gentle soft embrace he took her in his arms, and with a kiss he smiling said, I'll shield thee from all harms, and instantly will marry thee, and easy of thy woes, and go with thee to the north country to milk thy daddy's ewes. With oh the broom, the bonny broom, the broom of Caldenose, fain would I be in the north country milking